Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue, beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And from Common Ground Food Co-op, now at Lincoln Square Mall, featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. Learn more on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, you might think that cornhole is strictly a summertime game, but Lisa Braltz's Southeast Urbana neighborhood has turned it into a year-round affair in this edition of Backyard Industry.
I'll tell you one thing I've missed during this long winter, and I was a little surprised I missed it. You might think it has something to do with gardening, like weeding. No, I don't miss weeding. There are a lot of food-related things I've been missing, grilling for one, and the ability to go into the yard and harvest much of our dinner without thinking too hard about it. But what have I really missed? Lawn games. Well, one specific lawn game, cornhole, also known as bags. You know, the game you've seen people play when they're tailgating, throw the beanbag or the corn bag onto the board, possibly in the hole if you're good. That game. I should explain. Our neighborhood in Southeast Urbana is known in certain circles as a pretty convivial one. In the past, our yard, along with that of Chris and Melanie, our neighbors to the south, has been host to dessert potlucks, bonfires, and other gatherings designed to get people out of their houses and into the neighborhood. We've given garden tours of our own yard. We've watched tables groan underneath the weight of nothing but dessert. But a few years ago, something else started happening. We started throwing bags just for fun. And all of a sudden, bags became the third most important thing, the first being the desserts or the appetizers or whatever was on the grill or in the garage fridge, and the second being the presence of our friends and neighbors. The allure of bags, of a game, a little friendly competition, widened our circle of friends, too. Recent gatherings had become full-blown tournaments, complete with multiple playing setups, a bracket, and a referee, our long-suffering daughter, Lily. 2013's final game of outdoor bags was thrown last October. By the time we got into January and through a couple of Arctic blasts, though, my husband Jim had had enough. He put his dreams of indoor cornhole into action. He had a chat with the owner of a downtown Urbana, Illinois establishment with a beautiful back room that fit all his criteria. A high ceiling is especially important, as is access to food and drink and maybe some cool art on the walls. And the midwinter cornhole party was born. After which, most recently, came the Lion versus Lamb indoor cornhole party.
Well, we thought it was a great event. You know, you started it early enough that families could come, and there was lawn games indoors. And we've just been waiting to have some fun outside, but this is even better. We can be comfortable, and we don't have to worry about the kids running every which way.
Megan Gillette came to the Lion versus Lamb party with her husband, Kurt, and their three kids.
It's intimate, but there's plenty of space. The ceilings are high. You feel like you're not closed in, and it's nice and bright and open.
Some people, like Rob Cantor and Karen Carney, just came by to have a beverage and see what was going on.
I love the idea, and I'm really enjoying the space. I especially like the art on the walls here, but I don't think I'm going to play.
I think they'll be back. For most attendees, however, it was about playing the game, eating some pizza, drinking some beer. Most of all, it was about catching up and exchanging information, getting the news you can't get through Facebook. Long winters beget inertia in the months between the holidays and springtime, and despite the fact that most of us live, relatively speaking, much closer to our friends and neighbors than many people did 100 years ago, we still don't see each other very much before it gets warmer outside, when it's easier for us to gather. It was awesome to take charge of the situation, to not let the weather dictate our socializing. As guests packed up to go home from the Lion versus Lamb event, we reminded them that the next one, exact month yet to be determined, would be outside, back to the friendly confines of Southeast Urbana. But for a few months, it was so much fun to do our best to reconnect, to eat and play together, and to bring the outside inside. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.